I knew when I set out that I wanted to write narrative history. I wanted to write biographical narrative, which in any case in the Middle Ages is full of challenges because we don't have letters, we don't have sources that allow us to see behind the public facade. So in any case, to write about the lives of these queens necessitates reading intention and personality and that kind of private experience from the public record of what they did. It is necessarily a work of reconstruction, and I would very much want to say that these are my versions of these queens' lives, put together in the best way I knew how.
And speculation.
Yes, in the sense that the evidence, as often the evidence that one has, well, is always incomplete if one is looking about the Middle Ages. There will always be pieces of the jigsaw missing, and that for me is one of the huge excitements and challenges. But also because to join the dots in terms of the human being at the centre of these events or who undertook these actions will always require an attempt to put oneself in their shoes, an attempt to reconstruct the psychology. And, you know, we cannot recapture that in any sort of purely objective sense. So I think I, as a historian, have to recognise that, yes, I am reconstructing these women's experiences as best I can, and that is going to involve speculation. Eleanor of Aquitaine's divorce, for instance, is a moment where I have put together an explanation that makes sense to me. I can't support it by the evidence, but it's the only explanation that, to me, explains what actually happened at that moment. However, I've tried very hard not to spiral off into the realms of she must have been feeling this, she must have thought that. What I've tried to do is, in my narrative, inhabit the moment and say what I think can be read from their actions, and at other times present the circumstances and the pressures on these women. And in a sense, I hope I and the reader together are there in the moment and therefore able to engage our imaginations without me telling the reader what they must have thought, because after all, human beings respond in extraordinarily different ways to different circumstances. So it's a balancing act, a tightrope anyway, writing biography in this period.